This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Keith, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise Biz Bytes, and I'm joined in the studio today by
Christine Wong,
Arvini Baraj.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon, as per usual. And if you'd like to get in touch with the show, get us on WhatsApp first, 018-789-8899. If you don't want to do that, you can get us on the other social media channels. We are on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. We started off today a little bit earlier on. We did an announcement about how Apple's Screen Time, which was launched as part of the iOS 12 update, allows parents to restrict the use of certain apps for children. It turns out that as we already know, kids are smarter than their parents most often and have figured out ways and means around these parental controls. So the question we're asking you is, do parental controls ever actually work? You know, have you seen them being used effectively? Let us know. We'll have a discussion about that. That is our lead story of the day. We'll then be following up with our second story, the Black Car Fund, which could solve gig economy problems. A quick brief on that. Arv, what is it?
It's about a fund that helps people, like drivers who are doing like Uber, Lyft, and even taxis.
Right.
A fund to help them and give them perks and benefits that they can't get because they are not traditional employees.
There is possibly some Grab-related story we can bring in for that a little bit later on as well. Story number three, how Spotify will be demanding that family plan users give them their GPS data. That's sketchy.
A little bit. And also kind of unnecessary, but we'll talk about it later.
And we'll be wrapping up with the stressful shopping saviors, which is what I like to call Walmart's new invention, where they are patenting the idea of having a shopping trolley that can tell how stressed you are. And why the heck are Walmart doing that? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Right, let's talk about these kids then and how smart they are.
Yeah, so what happened was there was a post on Reddit. So this is in the Apple subreddit, and it was posted by this user called Propeller Guy, who said, "My kid managed to pass screen time limit. When iOS 12 came out, I limited my 7-year-old son's screen time through the family share. For a few days, I felt like he was playing a bit more than he should, but I couldn't figure out why. Finally today, my son revealed his hack. When he runs out of screen time and his games get locked, he heads to App Store, downloads a previously installed but later removed game through the cloud icon, and it works without limitations. What can I say? I'm not even mad. That's impressive."
That's smart.
And it turns out, this guy's not the only one. Plenty of responses in that thread on Reddit have revealed that kids are really smart and have able to manipulate, you know, their way into ignoring the screen time limitations of Apple's iOS 12. You know, someone else also said, you know, someone got a kid got around a YouTube block by sending himself videos via the iMessages app and watching them in iMessages. So basically, Apple has kind of responded to this with, like, you know, there are actually a few workarounds, and there are actually a few responses that you can do. So, for example, the re-downloading apps from the App Store can be stopped in screen time restrictions.
Yeah.
But then you are not allowed to install apps basically at all.
At all, yeah.
At all. Regarding iMessages, you can also block that. But then what if you want to communicate with your child? So that's like another thing. Another parent also asked Apple directly what they could do about their child getting around the limits by changing the device's clock to an unrestricted time. But no solution is apparent for that yet. So there's Apple's just kind of like, I don't know, you control your kids, I guess. But most parents on the thread as well have responded just saying, you know, just take the non-tech related approach to controlling your kids' screen time and take the phone away.
Which is probably what everybody should be doing anyway.
That's, you know, the idea.
Restricting phone time, screen time rather.
Yeah.
I don't know. This seems like, you know how, I think these parental controls were built in a time when there was like a level playing field, like in the mid-90s, where the parents and the kids didn't know what the internet was, or they didn't know, they were not so gadget savvy.
Right.
So everyone was on this level playing field. Everyone kind of knew and didn't know how to use these controls. So if you were locked out of something, then you were locked out of something.
Right.
These kids are like born with a handphone in their hand. They're like we say, the Gen Z and the Gen Alphas and stuff. They're like digital natives. I saw searching last week, and because everything happens on like a secondhand screen experience kind of thing, there were kids, there was a dad who brought two of his kids. They were like 7 and 6 or something. I don't know why they were there at this movie, but they were there. And without spoiling anything, the beginning of the movie has like a dial tone, like the old 1995 internet dial tone thing. And I heard one of them say, "Oh, I expected it to go longer than it should, or longer than it did."
Right.
And I'm like, how would you know that? If you're 7, you were born in the 2000s.
No, you see, there was all that period when parents parents would play Mozart and whatever to their children in the womb.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly it
except
worked.
They were playing the modem sound instead. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So these kids have like a 360 view of the history of the internet,
right?
Without even having to live in that era.
Yeah.
I mean, these parental controls have, in one way or another, always been in place.
Yeah.
Even if we're talking pre-internet days, I mean, I was talking to Frida off air earlier on about the parental controls that my parents used to put in place for the TV. Mm. What my father did was to install a almost like a money box on the side of the TV. So if you wanted to watch TV, you had to put a 50 pence piece into the box and you turned a dial that would then activate the power that went to the TV.
All right.
However, me and my brother figured out that if you put the 50 pence in and you turned the dial partially, it would turn on the TV without dropping the money. So we had this constant... And my dad was like, I can't understand how they're watching so much TV. So, you know, kids will always find a way around these things.
Yeah.
No matter, you know, how you try and put things into place, there will always be a way around it. Mm. And it's just that to-ing and fro-ing and finding that kind of nice middle ground, you know, where both parties are agreeable to it, that I think we kind of need to focus on.
I mean, I don't think that Apple should be blamed or should be, you know...
Of course not.
You know, I don't think that they should come under fire for not having parental controls that work, I guess. I mean, or to not have figured out every single loophole that was possible within those controls as well. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are just like, why is Apple even doing this? Why don't they have all the solutions and stuff? So I don't think that's fair.
Mm.
But I do think that, you know, regardless of, like you said, regardless of whatever steps that the companies take to put in these controls within the technology, kids are always going to be able
for
to find
sure.
their way around
mm-hmm.
it.
For sure. Right. So the question we're asking you guys is then, are parental controls effective? Do they ever work? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Let's have a bit of a chat about this when we come back. We've got some music coming up from David Bowie with Rebel Rebel, which seems to be appropriate for this moment.
Mm-hmm.
When we get back, we will be talking about the Black Car Fund, which could solve some gig economy problems. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Biz Bytes here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.